We're back here on 1410 KGRN. Let's talk about our Grinnell Tiger girls basketball team, as some of the girls have already decided where they're going to college, and one of them just recently did so. Becca McCombs has announced that she is signed to play basketball with an NAIA school in Missouri, Hannibal LaGrange, and senior at Grinnell High joins us now. Becca McCombs with us here on 1410 KGRN. So, Becca, congratulations. You're going to be playing basketball at Hannibal, and how's it feel to finally make up your mind and know where you're going after you graduate at Grinnell High?
I mean, I'm super happy with just being able to make the decision and relieved. But at the same time, it's like, oh, this coming fall, I'm not going to be home, which is sort of scary, but looking forward to it.
I bet. So take me through your decision-making process and how you narrowed it down to Hannibal.
Well, last week, I still had four colleges that I was considering. And so in that week, I visited every single college. And the one that stuck with me and the one I kept on, like, kind of referring schools back to was Hannibal LaGrange. So that was the main reason I chose them. And the coach has been super supportive throughout the season and has stayed in contact with me.
What were the other three that you also visited?
I visited Graceland, Grandview, and Waldorf.
Very good. So you're kind of all over the area there.
Yeah, just kind of in within like 3 hours is the farthest, and then the closest was only in Des Moines. So.
Right. So take me through your visit in Hannibal and what stood out for you while you were down in Missouri.
Just the way, the main reason was the way the students were acting with each other. Like, you could see people just shouting hello across campus, and they were several feet away. And then I was able to sit in on a class during one of my visits, and was able, just the way the professor was teaching, he would have been one of my main ones, or he will be one of my main ones. I just really liked his teaching style and how he engaged with the class.
Okay, cool. You didn't get a chance to sit in on classes at the other schools?
No, that was the only one I was actually able to sit in on a class, which was pretty cool, just being able to see in a couple, like, because he's a older professor, so he does, like, the juniors and seniors, so he'd be more of the technical stuff, so definitely if you need to like the professor if you're going to do that. So.
Right. So it gave you kind of a more of a feel of what going to college is like. I know you take college courses right now, but it's a little bit different than going on campus and taking a class at a college.
Yeah, I mean, I'm able to go. I only have to go in 3 days a week, but then I get to come home. When you're at college, you go to more than three classes, so.
Yeah, Becca McCombs with us here, senior at Grinnell High. She's going to Hannibal LaGrange College to play basketball with us here on 1410 KGRN. That's got to be a little scary. I mean, you're taking some college classes, you're doing homeschooling, and now it's going to be a completely different environment. What's that feeling like? What it's going to be like for you to adjust?
I mean, I'm super excited, just because I'll be able to meet so many people and I'll be able to play basketball, a sport I love. But at the same time, I haven't done much in classroom stuff, so I'm kind of nervous about that.
Okay, well, we'll see how that all shapes out. What really stood out for you with the basketball program? Did you get a chance to talk to how many different people did you talk to? Their head coach is Kelly Quiglow, so she's been there for quite a while at Hannibal. Take me through what stood out with the basketball team.
Well, when I visited, I was actually able to watch their practice, and so I was able to see all the drills they do on a normal basis. And she's very big on the basics of basketball. And that's, like, something that I loved about it, was she wasn't trying to overcomplicate it just because you got into college. It was, no, you're still going to learn how to do the basics of the basics.
What about, that's good. About your injury history? Did you talk to her about that and were kind of open, and how did she react to that?
I did talk to her about it because it is kind of a huge part of how my career has panned out so far. She was willing to give me a scholarship, and when she called and offered it to me, she said, if I decide in the future that I, like, can't play basketball or my knees are just like, nope, you're done, She said she'll still honor that scholarship all 4 years.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I could definitely tell that, like, she wanted me to be there and not just to be scared of, because I had ACL injury. She wasn't going to make me an offer. So, yeah.
How do you feel? I mean, how did your niece kind of stand up throughout the entire senior season? And I mean, how do you feel like you're, you know, 100% now that it's all, you know, all that is in your past?
Yeah, I mean, early on in the season, I still felt like a little weak, but towards the end of the season, I felt like I was 100% and I wasn't having any issues with them, and I felt like it wasn't slowing me down in my movements and stuff. So,
how many ACL tears have you had?
I've had three.
Three. That's crazy. So what do you do things differently now to try and continue to stay in shape? I mean, what is your regimen now to continue to try to maintain your health in your ACLs?
A lot of isolation, like one-legged lifting and stuff. That way it's not one leg is stronger and the other one's weaker. It's just hopefully keeping both consistently strong. So it's a lot of one-legged stuff, exercises. So,
and this is something you're going to have to continue throughout, you know, while you play basketball. I mean, it's right now at the point where you just have to maintain.
Yeah. I mean, I don't ever want to go through it again. So if it means doing a little bit of extra focus on my legs, then I'm going to do it for the next couple of years. Yeah.
I would imagine you wouldn't want to do it again. Becca McCombs with us here on 1410 KGRN. The basketball team didn't have very much success this past season. They only got three wins, but they play in the American Midwest Conference, where there are 13 teams spread out among Missouri, Tennessee, Arkansas. You know, what stood out for you with the basketball program overall? You mentioned you saw practice, you liked their approach to fundamentals, but what do you know about Hannibal, the NAIA, and that area?
I know they definitely have some really good teams in their conference. I'm still kind of looking into, like, the background of NAIA because I haven't known much about it. But the team itself, what kind of intrigued me was this coming year when I'll be a freshman is there'll be no seniors.
Hmm.
So that means that whatever group comes in next year, we're going to be together completely for 2 years before we actually have anybody graduate. So I definitely think it's a great opportunity to build a relationship and kind of build something and start it up.
How about your game and where you fit into this team? Was there any talk about that?
Yeah, I will be a forward, kind of inside and outside, depending on matchups, because she knows I can shoot outside, but she also thinks I have enough height. And if I can work on my inside game, I'll be able to help them in that way, too.
When you talked to the coaching staff, did they act like, hey, I've seen tape on you, and they kind of did their homework a little bit on your background?
Yeah. She came up and watched a game. She watched the Pella Christian game at home back in December. So she was able to watch that, and I know she's watched a couple of film games. But it was kind of, she was the one that she offered me early on. I think she offered in January. So she was super early in the process, and yeah.
That's got to be huge for you. I mean, if she came up and watched a game and was early in the process, she obviously set her sights on you early on. And then when you went down there, it was probably your front runner all along.
My parents said, they're like, yeah, we knew you were going back there like 2 months ago, but they just didn't decide to tell me, so they knew where I was going. So I was freaking out.
That's funny. It's all gonna be exciting. I mean, for you, I'm sure like 2 or 3 years ago when you were going through your injuries, at that point you were probably not, there's no way in heck I'm gonna get a chance to play college basketball. I mean, was that kind of going through your mind? And is this, you know, considering all that you've been through injury wise, now you get this opportunity to play. It's got to be pretty sensational for you.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a dream of mine before I started high school, was I wanted to be able to go to college on a scholarship and play basketball. But then high school happened, and I didn't think it was going to happen. If you asked me a year ago if I was going to be playing college basketball, I would have told you, no, there's no way. Nobody will want me on their team. I'm not good enough. But just this past year, just being able to put in the work and have the offer is amazing.
And what major are you going to pursue while you're there?
Exercise science.
What made you decide that?
The injuries. Tom Gallo was my physical therapist, and he played a huge part in my recovery and just keeping me motivated to still love the game of basketball. So I want to be able to help other people who get injured and help them get back to the sport they love.
Tom's a great guy. I know him well up at the Grinnell Regional Medical Center. And just the chance to go to college, to go to play basketball, what are your goals? What are your hopes and dreams now that you have this opportunity? You've accomplished one thing. What do you hope to accomplish now?
I hope that basketball-wise, I'll be able to get a winning record. I know it's definitely like a tougher thing in college because of you're able to recruit and stuff. So I want to be able to help Hannibal become a team that has an over 500 record. Is definitely something I'm dreaming to try to accomplish. And then, I mean, academically, I want to graduate.
Just simple as that, right?
Yeah, just want to be able to graduate.
Well, Becca, we're all proud of you. It's been an interesting road, to say the least, for you in high school, and now you're about to start another step on your journey. And certainly now I've already added Hannibal LaGrange to my bookmarks. We'll keep track of your team and your progress there. We wish you nothing but the best of luck, and congratulations. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Becca McCombs, she's heading to Hannibal LaGrange in Missouri to play college basketball. Senior at Grinnell High School joins us here on The Extra Point on 1410 KGRN.